actually, I'm the district chair for the Air Moon District, which is our local Boy Scout district. We have 1,400 Cub Scouts and Scouts in the Air Moon District, and we're just very fortunate that this being the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts, that they're having a second largest jamboree in the United States, which, as you know, is called Shack Jam, which will be at the Texas World Speedway just south of College Station. Right now, we have over 22,000 scouts registered to participate in the jamboree. And we have many of our units out of Air Moon that will be participating in one of the, this is one of the last of the five major functions that we've had this year celebrating our 100th anniversary for scouts. This just came up from the area council. The Sam Houston Area Council wanted to have some major functions that celebrated the 100th anniversary. And this was actually, Air Moon did not have a major play in this at the beginning. This was decided upon by the Sam Houston Area Council. And we're certainly excited that it's in our district, though.
22,000 registers. Is this everybody within the council, or how far away are folks coming to be a part of this?
Primarily, they come from Sam Houston area, which, like I said, includes the major Houston area. But we also have troops coming from outside of the state of Texas. I don't have the exact number yet, but I do know there are quite a few units that have volunteered or have applied to come, and we have volunteers from outside the state that are going to come help with the jamboree.
For those unfamiliar with what a jamboree is and what you'll all be doing, if you can summarize that.
Oh, that's easy. Scouts love to camp out, and a jamboree is a chance for different scout units to get together and come together and camp out, and they work on their merit badges. There's going to be over 200 different functions for these kids to participate in the next 3 days. So there's a lot going on out there, and I suggest you go to the Air Moon District website. Just go to Air Moon District and look up the website, and they'll have information there on Shack Jam. If people would like to come out and visit, I think there's going to be an opportunity to do that. We're a little bit concerned about that many people and being able to handle too many visitors, but you can go to the website, and I think it'll explain to you the process you have to go through to visit. I'm hoping that we can get some aerial photographs of this. I think it'll be pretty spectacular.
And I imagine most, if not all, those 22,000 are going to be on the speedway grounds. You may see the increase in traffic coming through Bryan College Station, maybe from the north.
Most definitely. There's a flyby planned. We've got a lot of airplanes arriving here Saturday that are going to do a flyby. There's supposed to be a big rocket launch at 1 o'clock on Saturday, where be the set of record of the most rockets launched at one time. It's like I said, there's quite a few functions that are going to be happening during the next 3 days. And if you go to the website, it'll give you a good idea of some of those functions.
Since this is being held in the district's backyard, does that mean any additional responsibilities for scouts or any scout leaders in the district for this weekend?
Well, obviously, they've asked for a lot of volunteers, but they're not just all from Air Moon. Like I said, we're getting volunteers from all over that have volunteered to come help. Certainly, if you're a past Eagle Scout, or the only thing we require is that you be registered as a scout, and that's easy to do online with Air Moon. Whether you're a supervisor or scout leader, or you just want to participate, you can sign up as long as you fill out the paperwork. We'd love to have you come and volunteer.
Not too late to do that.
No, sir.
I don't get those opportunities to be able to visit about good things that are going on. So,
and that's why I'm so excited about it, is because it is so good. I mean, it's so healthy, and an opportunity for young men to learn some of these values is a great for our country.
And to have 22,000 all in one place.
Yes, sir. Well, it's the second largest jamboree in the United States this year. The National Jamboree, obviously, is a lot larger that they held in Virginia, but this one is the second largest. So a lot of states have a jamboree every year, but this one's going to outdo anything we've had so far.